Good morning. We continue on the Hilchos Shabbos. Klal Yud Aleph, and we're about to start Siman Beis. Within the discussion of Siman Beis, we need to clarify a point. So, the Melacha Mizrei is planting something, putting seeds in the ground. And Chazal tells us that when a person puts a seed in the ground, it takes time before it actually starts to germinate, it starts to take root, it actually starts to be planted. So I'm planting it, but it's not actually planted until a few days. So how do we understand the Melach of Zerei on Shabbos when the seeds do not actually start to connect to the ground and germinate and start to grow till a few days later? So there are multiple ways of looking at this question. We could say that the Melach is the act of putting it in the ground, and whether it actually takes root or not is irrelevant. The person is chayv right away for putting it in the ground. We can extend that shita and say that that might be true even if the person says explicitly, I plan to take it out before that time. But putting it in the ground on Shabbos is usur. So it's never going to take root because he plans to remove it. So he's not trying to plant it in the classical sense, but the act of putting it in the ground is problematic. That's one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is saying, I'm sorry, can't be chayv unless it actually takes root. So we would have to wait till after Shabbos, a few days hence, to see if it took root. Then we say, oh, that he was mechallel Shabbos. But till that happens, that his act is effective and accomplishes that it's going to actually start to grow, he's not chayv for the melacha of Zareya. So we have that point. So, which would then leads up to a fascinating idea that a person would put it in the ground. It's not clear that it's a chilul Shabbos until many days later. Do we have any melachas which are parallel to this? It's actually, we have a Gemara talks about the melacha of bishul. So there are two parts to the bishul. The person puts the pot on the fire, and then the fire takes over the job and cooks the food. So the person's action is simply putting the pot on the fire, or the food over the grill or over the over the fire, and if the fire does the rest. Similar to over here, the person puts it into the ground, and the natural elements of the ground cause the process of germination, etc. So it sounds really similar. So what's the law by the case of bishul? So that's a clear in the Gemara. The Gemara says a person puts a pot on the fire, but removes it before it reaches Yatzalet as well, which is the shear for Chiyuv for Bishul, he's not Chayiv. So it means that the Chiyuv is not for the action, it's for the action together with the result. So if his action did not result in a Bishul, he's not going to be Chayiv, and the more difference discusses, even if the pot is raw, which is Muksa, do we allow him to remove the pot, which is Muksa, to save himself from the Issa Deraisa of Chilul Shabbos of Bishul? The Gemara says yes. The Gemara goes into interesting discussion. Can somebody else do that for him? Can somebody else do an Averi Drabanan to help him from save him from Averi Deraisa? Or are they mechuyev to do that or not? So that's the discussion of the Gemara. It's clear in the Gemara that the Chi of Bishul needs both parts. So we should argue that maybe Zareya, which is parallel to Bishul in that regard, should need both parts. However, there's a significant difference between Bishul and Zareya. Bishul can take place, and the effect of Bishul, the result, can take place on Shabbos. A person can put the pot on the fire, and 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later, 30 minutes later, whatever it takes, the food is cooked. So he's done the melacha and the result on Shabbos. So we say the two are tied together, and therefore he needs both. But it makes sense to say that the melacha is both elements. Whereas by Zareya, by definition, it's impossible for it to happen on Shabbos. So maybe a melacha which you can't, the other part will never connect to Shabbos, it will always happen after Shabbos. It doesn't make sense that the key of the melacha depends on that. So we should look at Zareya different than Bishul. Excuse me. So the answer is yes. Every one of these opinions we told you now, there is an Arkan which has that approach. That the result is tied into the Zareya. The result is not tied into the Zareya because of the fact that it's post Shabbos, or maybe just in general, that's not the Malach of Zareya. As long as people look at this as an act of Zareya, it's going to be called Zareya. Even if he has intent to remove it beforehand, maybe that's going to be called Zareya. So all of those opinions exist. With this, we have an introduction to the point of the Chayyotim, which we'll see in Simon Bay's. Meanwhile, have a good day.